God has always been in union with God's creation. When creation began, and actually as it continues, Christ is the word spoken by God, being spoken by God, that emanates out from God and becomes creation. And the breath that it takes to push that word out is the Holy Spirit. So in the same way that there's that union of the three persons in one God, God is in union with all God's creation. And that was evidenced for us in a human, tangible way when the Son took on our human nature and took on a body. And so he is the absolute union between the physicality, the materiality, the creation, and God in his person, in his body. And so that union didn't begin when Jesus was incarnated in human flesh. That just became the sign of it. That became the evidence of it. But it had always existed. But humans, sin, create division. And Adam and Eve separate themselves from God. They're looking for some kind of autonomy from God, a separateness, an individuality that God never intended. And the result of that is death. And death is the separation between the body and the soul. Body and soul were always together in Jesus. And in Mary, they never got separated. She never died. She was taken bodily into heaven as a sign for all of us that that's our destiny. That this separation between body and soul is not what we should be. That's not what God planned for us. What God planned for us has already been shown to us in Jesus and in Mary, who are in heaven with their bodies. So in death, body and soul get separated. The body gets buried in the ground, and the soul goes to heaven. But there's still a separation. Even though those souls are in heaven, they're not quite whole, because to be whole is to be body and soul. To be human is both. It's not either or. And Mary is whole. Her humanity was never destroyed by death. And that's our destiny as well, that this wholeness, this divinity within a human body that is in Jesus and in Mary, is destined to be in us. So we hold out that hope. And we work in our world to bring about that hope, to bring about that kingdom reality, and cooperating with grace as much as we possibly can. Mary, in that Magnificat that we heard in the Gospel today, she speaks of a kind of a hope that is in a hopeless situation. Mary comes from the poor, the uneducated, the lower classes. And she envisions things being turned upside down, that the rich will be sent away empty and the poor will be raised up to new heights. And she speaks for all of humanity, because sin oppresses, sin divides, sin makes some people winners and some people losers, and some people powerful and other people powerless. And Mary envisions, through the Holy Spirit, the equalizing, the divine infused into the human situation in a way that will be justice like we can't even imagine. We talk about justice and we dream about justice, but we know that it's never going to happen in our world. But Mary isn't limited to this world. She isn't limited to this human imagination. She's infused with the Holy Spirit. She's infused with divine imagination. And so are we. And we don't want to forget that. We don't want to forget the fact that we're not just human. We have divine DNA coursing through our veins. We've been inspired by the Spirit. The Spirit has been breathed into us at our baptism and dwells there. Our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit. And we don't want to settle for what this world offers. We want to hope for what the kingdom offers.